must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
Hey there, travelers. My name's Kai, and geez, voice is not great. Welcome to Proudly Radical, nighttime stream. Discord's kind of quiet today. There's one major story, really. It's been a quiet day. Plus, I slept through most of the fucking day, to be perfectly honest. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll take it online and we'll see what we end up with. Oh, that was, I'm not going to do much tonight. I might do at most a half an hour. I don't really have much to talk about, to be quite frank. And I have Fate tomorrow. So I'm going to do headlines and then I'm going to do, then I have a game to DM. So I'm going to definitely sort of take it easy. And like I said, if it doesn't become a thing here in the live stream, then what I'm going to do is just take it right offline, fuck off. And, I got one project to wrap up. I wrapped up another one tonight. That was my... notification just went out. I actually got a notification. What a concept. Made a new, hey Sherpa. Don't know how long it's going to be tonight. I don't have much to talk about. Wasn't really many headlines. And I got shit to do anyway. So yeah, I'm going to wait a few minutes, see if the live show needs to continue even, and I may wrap early, like super early. May call this at like 10-15 minute episode or something. The light is presently curing the bonding adhesives that hold everything together as far as top, base, that sort of stuff is curing in the other room. So, we've got the game of Fate tomorrow, rather than Saturday or Sunday. I'm not gonna beat the shit out of my voice for no apparent reason. We shall see where we end up and how we end up. Like I said, there's not really any huge headlines, especially on the global stage. Good morning. Did you have work to do? We've got the UK House of Lords talking about how video game loot boxes are gambling and should be regulated. I mean, that's UK news. There's a Black Death outbreak in Mongolia after two brothers were infected with bubonic plague after eating marmot meat. There's that. And Japan is saying they're going to strengthen their intelligence ties with India, Australia, and the UK. Honestly, that's about all the international headlines really that popped at me for today. It wasn't much. It was actually a quiet news day for once on other than the Ghislaine Maxwell fucking story. But that's U.S. centric. Ghislaine Maxwell. She's Epstein's partner in crime, as it were, and she finally got fucking arrested by the FBI. And now they're inviting Prince Andrew to come talk to them again. But like I said, we'll talk about that tomorrow during the daytime U.S. show. But other than that, really, I mean, we talked about Hong Kong for a couple of days running. Yeah. Like I said, it's going to be probably a quick show tonight. I might wrap this in a sub 10 minute even if nobody has anything they want to talk about. Like I was saying earlier, I've got one project to wrap. I just wrapped another one. And so I've got stuff I could be doing either way. And since I've got tabletop tomorrow, I don't want to kick the shit out of my voice for no apparent reason. Hey, Steelin. What's up? Joseph? Jonas? Yeah, barely, but yes. Yes. Can't really hear you, bro. Okay, there's that. So yeah, like I said, slow news day. Don't have much to say. Don't really have any rants to do. I just, I keep a schedule, so I do take the show online. Whether because it's expected. That's part of the whole having a schedule thing. Let's see. Oh, interesting. He does. Yeah, most of the headlines I have for today are U.S.-centric. One headline about Japanese middle class disappearing, but, that's pretty much a global issue at this point. Two more Iraqi civilians killed in a U.S. drone attack. You're welcome. We're defending your freedoms or bringing you democracy or something, probably. Here's our excuse for that one. And it looks like Taiwan is carrying out live fire drills on its west coast, practicing quote-unquote enemy annihilation on the shore ahead of its main annual exercise later this month. In order to deal further with West Taiwan and their aggressive activities in the region. Hey, Space. China claims Taiwan as their own, but they're not going to, they're not looking to go the way of Hong Kong. They're not going to play nice. If China tries to make a push, it looks like they're going to try and go down fighting. They're well-trained, well-equipped, with mostly U.S.-made weapons, by the way. So, they work. What do they got? They've been adding stealth fighters, aircraft carriers, and anti-satellite missiles. Jesus Christ, we're arming them to the teeth. This is going to go proxy war. Oh, man. The South China Sea is going to get interesting in the next 10 years. Yeah, deselect that. Sorry. Let's see. We got anything else concerning West Taiwan? Oh, yeah. We talked about that the other day, how Myanmar, a.k.a. Burma, is claiming that China's supplying weapons to the Atacan Army, which are classified in their country as terrorists. So, classic tactic. Arm the separatists and go from there. Oh, well, like I said, Sherpa, I'm not going to be going for long, probably. There's, like I said, it's all China, it's all West Taiwan bullshit and COVID-19. I mean, that's fundamentally what the issue is right now on the global stage. You've got climate change boiling in the back burner. You've got China at the forefront, and then you've got COVID-19 just completely, you know, sort of coloring the entire play field, as it were. And, you know, it, going along with climate change, you also have the constant wealth inequality and stuff like that. So, yeah, I mean, there's not much actually breaking today, which is a good thing. A slow news day is a good news day, trust me. I mean, we can do some, let's see, do I have, yeah, I've got mine. I mean, we can do some U.S. headlines. There was one, Australia's looking to pull a U.K. as well, by the way, that they may offer, like, asylum to Hong Kong residents, but, we're pushing a bill by a guy by the name of Markey, backed by Sanders and Warren in this country, that's moving to abolish qualified immunity for cops, quote unquote, once and for all. So we might actually get rid of that bullshit. Multiple Secret Service agents who prepared for our vice president's trip to Arizona contracted COVID-19. Surprise, surprise. Trump's administration is suing to try and get rid of Obamacare again in the middle of a pandemic, which would effectively kick millions off of those insurance policies and make it possible for insurance companies to once again deny coverage for pre-existing conditions. Welcome to America, land of the free, home of the brave. We suck. Our unemployment rate is falling in this country, but more people are losing their jobs permanently. So basically, some of the jobs that were temporarily furloughed due to COVID-19 are coming back, but there's an increased rate of permanent job loss amongst that wasn't there prior to this. So, yeah, it's actually worse. And there's an administrative policy being pushed through that's going to let homeless shelters refuse transgendered people accommodation. So basically, they would be forced to sleep in the street as a result of a policy change to, quote unquote, meant to better accommodate religious beliefs of shelter providers. I'm pretty sure I heard Jesus say that, right? Like something about fuck your fellow man if they're a queer or a homo or like a tranny, right? Like that's in the Bible. Love your neighbor, except if. There was one. Iran says there's quote unquote been an incident at one of their nuclear facilities. Yeah, that motherfucker's just trying to stay out of jail at this point. He's trying not to get hung for high treason at this moment in time. There's no great details, but the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran, the AOI, their spokesperson said that there was an incident in one of the industrial sheds under construction at the uranium enrichment plant. They showed a photo showing a partly burned building. It looks like it was according to U.S.-based analysts, it was a new centrifuge assembly workshop. The centrifuges are used to produce enriched uranium and can make reactor fuel as well as weapons grade. Always fun when a building that houses nuclear material burns. And in the line of legislation in the U.S. that will go nowhere because we have a completely controlled and rigged Senate, the U.S. House has passed a bill targeting, that would put in place sanctions towards the four major Chinese banks. If you're not familiar, really, there's only four Chinese banks, and they're all controlled by the CCP. But it would, let's see, what are the actual sanctions? Yeah, no. It's obscure and beyond belief, and I'm not going to look up the bill right now, so fuck it. See, the Trump campaign's using the Nazi eagle logo. I don't know if Joe will be familiar with it. The fucking eagle with the swastika in the center and the fucking wreath of garland or whatever the fuck it is that it's holding up. The Trump campaign is using it as an America First logo. No wreath of garland, just an American flag in a circle underneath the eagle, looking the same direction, holding it up with a banner underneath that says Trump 2020. But, I mean, it's close enough that you look at it and go, isn't that very reminiscent of, like, I mean, it's even got the eagle facing the wrong direction. Like, in all of the, like, presidential seal and stuff like that, it's, yeah. Let's just say it's close enough to be uncomfortable. Oh, and the border wall that the Trump's hand-picked contractor who built the border wall is in the wall itself is in danger of falling into the Rio Grande. It's going to fall in the river. One section that it's close to. It's fucking hilarious, quite frankly. I mean, the man is terrible. It's that simple. So, yeah, I mean, I know, right? What a surprise. And shout out to your German chancellor there, Joe. When Merkel was asked about Hong Kong, she responded with Trump cheaped out on a building project? No. Well, it's not that he cheaped out. It was more like the contractor he gave the job to cheaped out. And, you know, they skimmed the money off the top, of course. When asked about Hong Kong, Angela Merkel, she said, she replied very coldly, very calculatedly, as is her style. She just merely responded, in Germany, the right of asylum is available to all, including people of Hong Kong. So basically, without straight up saying it, like New Zealand, Australia, and the UK have, Germany has also thrown their hat in the ring and said, no, they're welcome here as well. So, yeah, I thought it was, you know, very much in her character to word it that way and to approach it that way. So, that's really, if you want a good chuckle, the former Republican presidential candidate, Herman Cain, this douchebag sent out a message about how I want the actual wording. It doesn't matter. Basically, he put out a tweet saying that something about masks and the campaign and how the media worked hard to scare people out of attending a Trump campaign rally and all of this bullshit. Well, he contracted COVID-19 at that presidential rally, and now he's hospitalized. Ba-dum-bum. So, yeah, that puts me at 20 minutes. I'm happy with that. Quick headlines episode. Let's me just rest up my voice for tomorrow. I'm going to go fucking take a nice long bath. I got to finish up one other project, but housekeeping, Joe. After work, don't forget. I need that before tomorrow's game because I got shit to do with it. Cool. I got charts and stuff. I gotta put that in. We'll see. Either way. Yeah, I kind of like this. It's a welcome back Sherpa just for the end. I'm calling it. It's 20 minutes. There's no real headlines. There's no real conversation to be had. So it's just the way it's going to go tonight. As always, kaisthings.com, kaisthings.com. You guys, hope you're as well as you can be. Till next time, guys.